So, Mr. President, question, why was it that we went to war in a country where our national security wasn't directly threatened?
Some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different. And as president, I refuse to wait for the images of slaughter and mass graves before taking action.
Barack Obama compares Libya to Bosnia and says this time the UN wasn't willing to wait for another atrocity. The president says our work there is largely done. Critics say it ain't over till Gaddafi sings goodbye. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 29th.
You know, they say it ain't over till the old colonel sings. Is that the idea?
That's right. Although, having heard him speak a lot, I'm not sure I'd want to hear Gaddafi sing.
At this point, though, it's a short opera, the conflict in Libya. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. President Obama, in something less than an aria, but something more than a news conference, defended America's involvement in Libya last night.
To brush aside America's responsibility as a leader, and more profoundly, our responsibilities to our fellow human beings under such circumstances would have been a betrayal of who we are.
It was the president's first major address since ordering American airstrikes on Libya, and the president says he would like to see Muammar Gaddafi out of power, but regime change would be a mistake.
If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission, or risk killing many civilians from the air.
The president says the U.S. has carried out its unilateral mission in Libya and will formally hand over control of the operation to NATO tomorrow. He went on to say the military intervention sends a clear message to other dictators in the region.
The democratic impulses that are dawning across the region would be eclipsed by the darkest form of dictatorship, as repressive leaders concluded that violence is the best strategy to cling to power.
The president did not reveal how the intervention in Libya would end, but said the U.S. and its allies would look to drive Gaddafi from power by means other than military force, if necessary.
And to that end, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in London this morning meeting with leaders of NATO, the United Nations, the African Union, and the Arab League. They're trying to find ways to keep that pressure on Gaddafi. Secretary Clinton will also meet with a Libyan opposition leader, Mahmoud Jibril, this morning. Jibril tells the BBC the rebels want to build a democracy in Libya.
We want to live like other nations. We want freedom, we want democracy, we want all values that are appreciated by all the common values of the international community.
On the ground in Libya, heavy fighting reported on the outskirts of Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte this morning as rebels continue their westward push toward the capital. In Syria, the government will reportedly resign today and a new cabinet will be created within 24 hours. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters in the southern city of Daraa are conducting a sit-in this morning. At least 61 people have been killed in recent anti-government protests there.
To Japan now, because of the nuclear crisis, the government has moved to a maximum state of alert.
Five samples from different locations were taken, and two of them included plutonium.
Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edeno again speaking to the nation and confirming the first presence of plutonium in soil outside the Fukushima plant. The U.S. Supreme Court takes on the biggest sex discrimination case in history today. The court will hear arguments on whether a class action lawsuit involving 1.5 million women can go forward against Walmart. We'll talk more about the implications later this hour.
In the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are up slightly, though. The Dow will start at 12,197, the S&P at 1,310. The Nasdaq will open up at 2730. Well, we'll continue our series this week on college.
We're going to college.
Yeah, we are.
Kind of a couple of hits on
all
college
week long.
Today, yeah.
Today we're going to talk about the costs of college.
And the special circumstances for NCAA basketball athletes who
absolutely
maybe get scholarships, but they don't get paid.
Those scholarships are worth a lot, though. First, we're going to look back at President Obama's speech on Libya.